Title: Push a Bass Line with Chopped Vinyl Character in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a Jungle DJ Tool bass line that feels like it came off vinyl, got sampled into an old box, chopped up, repitched, and then abused in a set, but we're doing it clean inside Ableton Live 12 with mostly stock devices. The whole philosophy is simple: we'll design a solid bass source in MIDI first, but intentionally make the mid character imperfect. Then we'll commit it to audio and treat it like a sample. That second part is where the chopped vinyl illusion really comes alive. Warp artifacts, slice behavior, tiny clicks, start offsets, retriggers, all that stuff that makes it feel like hands on hardware instead of mouse on grid. Step 0, set the project up for jungle feel. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I like 170 for this. Then open the groove pool and grab something MPC-ish. Swing 16-55 is a good starting point. And don't go crazy, timing around 10 to 20% and a little random, like 2 to 6%. The point is human sampler, not drunk drummer. Make two tracks, one MIDI track called bass, and one audio track called bass chops. Think of it as, first we synth it, then we pretend we sampled it. Now step 1. Build the sampled bass source on the bass MIDI track. Drop an instrument rack on the track, and create two chains, sub and char. Start with sub. This is the part that makes the room move, and it needs to be stable. Add operator. Use algorithm A only, oscillator A set to sine. Keep the level solid, but leave headroom. We'll get louder later. After operator, add auto filter. Make it a low pass 24 dB. Cut off around 120 HE, and just a touch of resonance, like 0.1 to 0.25. That keeps the sub clean and removes any accidental higher harmonics you don't want down there. Then add utility. Turn on bass mono, and keep width very low, like 0 to 20%. Jungle systems do not care about your stereo sub. They care whether it hits. Now the char chain. This is where we create that bootleg sampled mid-range. Grit, wobble, slightly smeared edges. Add wavetable, or operator if you prefer. Pick a simple waveform like saw, square, triangle. Keep unison off. Old school doesn't need huge modern width. It needs attitude. If you use any warp or shaping, keep it gentle. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere between 3 and 8 dB. Soft clip on. You're aiming for sampled and pushed, not modern bass design tutorial. After that, add auto filter. You can do band pass or low pass 12. Band bass is great for that recorded bandwidth feel. Put the center somewhere from about 300 Hz up to 1.5 kHz, and resonance around 0.6 to 1.2. If you go low pass instead, set cutoff around 2 to 4 kHz. The idea is, it shouldn't sound like it's coming straight out of a pristine synth. It should sound like it's already been through a chain. Now add redux. Don't overdo it. Start at 12-bit. DAW sample around 1.5 to 3, and keep dry slash wet at 10 to 30%. Redux is seasoning. If you pour the whole jar in, your punch disappears. For a subtle vinyl smear, add echo on the char chain. Set it to tape mode. Time at 1/32 or 1/16. Feedback low like 5 to 12%. Filter it dark with a low pass around 3 to 6 kHz, and keep the dry slash wet tiny, 5 to 12%. You're not making a delay effect, you're making slightly printed ambience, like a sample that's lived a life. Optional. If you have roar and want extra dirt, use it very gently. Think, tape or saturator style. Drive like 1 to 4 and tone shape it so it doesn't turn into a modern screamer. Now, vinyl instability. This is important. Keep the sub stable, and let the character layer wander. On the char synth, add slow pitch modulation. Rate around 0.2 to 0.8 Hz, and the amount should be tiny. Plus or minus 3 to 10 cents. That's it. If you hear wobble, it's probably too much. You want it to feel like it's not perfectly locked, not like an LFO bass. If you want the needle jitter layer, add a faster modulation at 6 to 12 Hz, with only plus or minus 1 to 3 cents. That little nervousness is a cheat code for record feel. Cool. Now step 2. Write a jungle-leaning bass phrase. Pick a scale like F minor or G minor. Keep the notes simple. We're going to get our complexity from the chopping and the groove. Make a one-bar loop at 170. A pattern you can try is hits around, beat 1, then 1.2, then 1.3.4, then 2.3, then 3, 3.2, and 4.2. Don't stress the exact pattern. What matters is that it creates forward motion and leaves air for breaks. Keep note lengths short to medium, and add tiny velocity variation, like 80 to 110. Even if you're not using velocity for volume, It changes how saturators bite, and that adds movement that feels less DAW. Now step 3. Commit it to auto, like it's 1994 and you've got to make decisions. Fast way. Freeze and flatten the MIDI track. If you want to preserve the MIDI version, duplicate first, then flatten the duplicate. Classic way. Use the bass chops audio track. Set its input to resampling, arm it, and record 4 to 16 bars of your bass phrase. This is the moment where you stop thinking like a synth programmer and start thinking like a sampler. Now step 4. Warp for sample time artifacts. Open that recorded audio clip on bass chops. Turn warp on. For the most authentic old school behavior, set warp mode to repitch. Repitch is great because pitch and time are tied together in that real way. If you want extra grit, try texture mode, but use it sparingly. Grain size around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Flux 10 to 25%. Texture can give you that chewy smear, but it can also turn bass into mush if you push it. Next step. Slice it like vinyl using simpler in slice mode. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. For slicing, start with transients. If the bass is super steady and transients aren't obvious, use a rhythmic value like 1/16. Choose the built-in simpler preset so you don't get extra processing. Now you've got a MIDI track triggering slices, MPC style. Open simpler, put it in slice mode, set playback to one shot, and enable snap to reduce clicks. Then set fades. Fade in around 2 to 8 milliseconds, fade out around 10 to 30 milliseconds, depending on how tight you want it. This is one of those boring details that makes the whole thing feel professional. Now we're going to make it choppier and more playable. Add the random MIDI effect before simpler. Set it to add mode. Chance around 5 to 20%, choices 2 to 4, and keep it subtle so it's selecting adjacent slices and giving variation, not turning into nonsense. After random, add note length. Set it around 1/16 to 1/8, and gate around 60 to 90%. This forces that cut behavior, so even if your MIDI notes are messy, the chops stay tight. Quick coach note here, treat this chopped bass like a breakbeat. Don't leave it perfectly quantized just because it's bass. After slicing, go into the MIDI clip and nudge a few notes late by like 3 to 12 milliseconds, especially ghost hits. Old sampler grooves often drag certain triggers. That late feel reads as vinyl and MPC, not as grid. Now step 6, build the DJ tool processing chain on the slice track. First, EQ 8, high pass at 25 to 35 Hz with a 24 dB slope, just to tidy the sub rumble. If it's muddy, dip 200 to 350 Hz by 2 to 4 dB. If distortion creates too much digital fizz, do a gentle shelf down above 6 to 10 kHz, then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch 0 to 10. Keep boom off or very low, because boom can mess with sub timing and make the groove feel late. Then saturator again. Analog clip mode, 2 to 6 dB of drive, soft clip on. This is where you get that printed density. Then auto filter, low pass 12, because this is your performance sweep. You'll map this. Then utility, turn on bass mono. Width can be 70 to 110% for the mids if you want, but keep the low end centered. Adjust gain so you're not clipping. Jungle is loud, but it's controlled loud. Optional. A tiny bit of echo on tape mode, 3 to 8% wet, dark filtering. Again, you're faking the environment of a sample, not adding an obvious delay. Now, gain staging tip that matters a lot. If you want it to behave like a 90s chain, run simpler a little hot into the saturation, but don't slam your track meter. A good target is simpler output peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. Then you do the heavy clipping and drive later in the chain. That keeps the low end from folding in weird ways. Next step, put it into a rack with DJ-friendly macros. Group your post chain into an audio effect rack. Now map macros, but here's the secret. Macro ranges matter more than having a million macros. Macro 1. LP cutoff. Map auto filter cutoff. Set the range so the bottom doesn't kill it completely unless you want that, and the top doesn't get harsh. Tight, usable range. Macro 2. Dirt. Map saturator drive and drum bus drive together. Don't do 0 to 20 dB of drive. It'll be unusable for most of the knob. Instead cap it. Saturator maybe 1 to 7 dB. Drum bus 0 to 20%. If you want insanity, make a second macro later called rinse. Macro 3. Chop tightness. Map simpler fade out and note length gate. Tightening the fade and gate makes it feel more cut up. More hands on sampler. Macro 4. Pitch drop. Map simpler transpose, maybe 0 down to minus 3 semitones. That classic jungle move where the last hit just dips and snaps back. Macro 5, flutter. You can map a slight increase in random chance, or a tiny amount of echo wet. Keep it subtle. Macro 6, sub trim. If you kept a separate sub chain earlier, map utility gain there. If you're all audio now, you can map a low shelf or utility gain to keep the system under control when you crank dirt. Now let's add two advanced coach moves that instantly sell the illusion. First, the needle bite click layer without harshness. Duplicate the sliced track and name it bass click. On that click track, use a Q8 with a high pass at 1 to 2kHz so only the bite remains. Then hit it with saturator, drive 6 to 12 dB. Then use gate to keep only the attacks, with a fast release. Blend this track insanely low, like minus 20 to minus 30 dB. You shouldn't hear a click track, you should just feel that the attacks speak like a stylus grabbing the groove. Second, stop clicks at the source. Even with snap and fades, some slices will click because the marker starts off a zero crossing. In simpler slice view, zoom in and micro adjust the slice start for the worst offenders, especially loud low notes. Fix just 3 to 5 slices and suddenly the whole instrument feels expensive. Now, arrangement mindset. Think in 64 bars. First 16 bars, filtered intro bass, low cutoff, less dirt. Next 16, full bandwidth and your main chop pattern. Then 16 of variation. Every 8 bars, use that pitch drop macro on the last 2 beats and swap to a denser slice pattern for a bar or two. Last 16, the reload tease. Cut bass for a bar, let the breaks breathe. Then bring it back with more dirt and tighter chops. And always, always leave micro gaps. Jungle breathes. If your break has a fill or snare rush, remove bass notes on those same subdivisions. Impact often comes from not stacking everything at once.